The Nolan Show has also been talking a lot about referendum results around abortion in the Republic, and also the implications for here in Northern Ireland. Now, three women took what they said were abortion pills outside the High Court in Belfast yesterday during a protest against Northern Ireland's strict laws on terminations. The drugs were delivered using a robot operated in the Netherlands. That was the claim. And there was a heavy police presence at the demonstration. One woman was spoken to by police. No arrests were made. Our reporter Nicola Weir was there. She begins her report by speaking to one of the organisers, Eleanor Crossy Malone from Rossa, Northern Ireland.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We won't take it anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We won't take it anymore.
1, 2, 3.
These pills are being used by women every single day in Northern Ireland who can't afford to travel to England or can't take time off work or whatever their situation may be. The reality is that abortions are happening here. The abortion ban is not preventing that. Some politicians may even be aware of that. Happy to leave the situation as is, provided we don't talk about the pills, provided we don't bring them out into the open, because if we don't talk about them, that means they don't have to legislate. The situation can continue as it is. We're throwing them into the spotlight and we're saying, actually, this is the situation and you need to act.
Buses, trains or flights?
We demand abortion rights.
No more buses, trains or flights?
We demand abortion rights.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm here for every woman, both in the north and the south, to stand up for what they deserve. Reproductive rights are civil rights, and the fact that we don't even have that over here is absolutely disgusting. Just because we are women does not make us mothers, and the fact that, you know, a forced pregnancy is just barbaric.
Northern Ireland is like the last pillar of pro-life or anti-choice, and they're going to hold on to that as long as they can. So we need to show as much solidarity with the North and get Free Safe Legal going. So that's why I'm here.
Well, the abortion pills are going to be dropped. Are you going to be taking one?
No, I won't be taking one. Other Rosa activists will be taking one.
Dr. Rebecca Gumparts, you're here from the Netherlands. And will you be distributing these abortion pills today?
We are working with a team in the Netherlands from Women on Waves who will operate a robot who will deliver, supply abortion pills to women here in Belfast. And so I'm not going to distribute any pills here. The team in the Netherlands is operating the robot and the robot is doing the supplies.
Are you worried that you might be seen as breaking the law?
The pills themselves are legal here in Northern Ireland. They're called Mifepriston, and they're registered and being used in the UK for doing abortions as well. So the possession of the pills is not breaking any laws. The possession of a robot is not breaking any laws. So no, I'm not afraid to break any laws here in Northern Ireland.
So the police have turned up and they're talking to the doctor.
You're telling me lots of things which I cannot confirm or deny at this stage.
But you can, when you look and you can see.
Well, let's have a look at them. I might have to take some and send them away to be tested.
Okay.
Okay, are you agreeable to that?
I'm fine with that, but then what I will do, I need to go and get them, so I will be back in a bit.
Okay.
Yes?
She needs to be arrested.
Can you be here?
Right, let's calm. We're asking for everybody involved today to be calm.
Yes,
okay,
I think so too.
Okay, and act in a lawful manner and comply with the police's request.
Yes.
You agree to do that?
I totally agree.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so if you give me 10 minutes, I will be back.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Excuse me, sir, I'm with the BBC. I don't need your name or anything, but you're standing here holding a placard that says I vote pro-life. You must have felt very strongly come down here and hold that placard. You're also holding your wee boy at the moment.
I just think that the abortion's wrong, and I think what's happening in the Republic is just so extreme that felt motivated to come down here and take a stand and say that I think it's wrong.
And when I've come down here and I've looked at all the age of most of these protesters, they haven't very much experience of life. And it's just totally sickened me. And I think that girl that was speaking to the police should be arrested for supplying the drugs. And I have went through quite a lot of traumas in my life involving babies. And I just don't agree with this at all. As I say, she should be arrested. The police should be following her to find out where she's storing these. You know, I mean, there's plenty of contraception out there. Or just say, no. If they, you know, don't have sex if you don't want a baby.
Bernie Smith from Precious Life, why have you turned up?
Yeah, we're here today to highlight the importance of our laws here.
The law in Northern Ireland is a law that protects both the mother and the child. So we're here to highlight the importance of a law, but we're also here to ensure that our PSNI uphold the rights of the laws here to protect our unborn children from illegal activity of these people here who have travelled up from the Republic of Ireland, who have no say in our laws here. We have a say because we have public representatives here.
This is a monumental and historic victory for us, and it's already...
You took one of the tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
I did it to highlight the need for change in Northern Ireland. I did it to stand in solidarity with the South. The success of the repeal is having mass effects on us in Northern Ireland. We deserve the same rights as the women in the South, and we deserve the same rights as women in the UK. We are under the same government, technically, but we have to wait on our MLAs, who make this a sectarian issue, which it's not. It's a woman's issue. It's a human right
buses,
issue.
Buses, trains or flights?
We demand abortion rights.
No more buses, trains or flights?
We demand abortion rights.
One, two, three.